and she's been hanging out with someone new. And all this time, he's thinking she's that lover.
Thank you. like a double backflip. Kimosabe was trying, the women were crying. What type of bikey bash did they crash? Got an idea in his peanut brain. Trading the wheels for a surfer fame. He was knocking the waves, he was knocking the waves. The Hollies just laughed, they had a field day. Kimosabe was wiping, the Hollies were griping. What type of bike he bashed and they crash? Go!
Classic rock, but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
That's what it's all about. You bought a big old house, filled it with a lover and a cradle. I'm sitting here alone with my notebook and piano. Everyone I know keeps moving on to memory lane. Memory lane, take me far away from here. All my pain shrinking in my rearview mirror. I wanna go, oh, 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 to memory lane. You sold your fancy car, traded for a nice nurse and a wheelchair. Said all your goodbyes, moved somewhere, and I don't know how to reach you. Everyone I love keeps moving on.
Memory lane, yeah. Call you my friend on memory lane. Relive it again on memory lane. Can we go? Oh, I need to go.
Street. decision. I got the other kind. But if you ask me, my suspicion, I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. Don't see the world in shiny colors. I stick to black and white. I speak for myself, not for the others. I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. Open up and let the fresh air in. Let your eyes adjust to the light. There's another way to look at life, and I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good. With a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality. But I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
She heard the talk, how could she not? And it was everywhere, hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. Never questioning why life turned on her this way. The bags were packed, they were on their way. The transfer had gone through. Bishop Quinn had quietly seen to it all. No one came.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Down the day,
just a lady in her world.
She's super fun, yeah, she's super wild. say goodbye. Looked out the window, watched you walk away. Told myself I wasn't gonna cry. Morning in the sweet, sweet summer rain. I watched the children laughing as they played, oh, so joyful in their game.
Hey, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, and we are
OSB.
One, two, ready, go.